prayers that trigger character change. Part 2. Nicole's testimony. Wanting to progress in my life with God, I prayed like this after reading Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23. It is written that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So Lord, I'd like to bear this fruit for your glory. A concrete situation comes along. When all's well and life is calm, it's easy to pray like this, but I quickly identified my lack of self-control and the holes in my bag called self-control. For instance, I spotted that I had developed a dependent behavioral pattern with my cell phone and chocolates. The Lord has nothing against cell phones or chocolates, but the problem is I have fallen into dependency. I was now addicted. I then began to offer prayers that trigger character change. Addicted? You who are reading me, you may have a physical, psychological, or emotional dependency. You may have an addiction to a substance such as tobacco or alcohol, or a behavioral disorder relating to gambling, the internet, Facebook, etc. Dependencies, addictions, compulsive behavior, and excesses of all kind are often symptoms of an underlying problem. Don't agree to continue on this path. The first step that triggers character change. The first step is to recognize the excess, the dependency, or the addiction. Jesus once said, "It is not the healthy that need a doctor, but the sick." Mark 2, verse 17. Are you healthy, or do you recognize that you have a problem? And if you recognize or are aware that you may have a serious dysfunction, it is recommended to get help from a professional and to be accompanied in your process of severing. At the same time, you can implore the Lord, who is rich in mercy and grace, a true and faithful friend for all who call upon him. He wants to liberate you, to experience small victories regularly. Self-control without frustration is what we draw from God until we fully obtain the victory over tendencies to excess, substance abuse, and our dependencies and addictions of all kinds. If we actively collaborate with him, the Holy Spirit can operate in us and bring us into liberations and freedom in our daily living. Some may experience instant release, while for others, it will be an ongoing process to freedom. For the other steps, see page resources. The operation of the Holy Spirit triggers character change. Prayers that trigger character change. In fact, the Holy Spirit will gradually reproduce the character traits of Jesus Christ in us. As we engage in this process of transformation, we will manifest here and there the fruit of the Spirit. Consecutively, we will be able to say with the Apostle Paul, "It is no longer I who live, it is Christ who lives in me." What a wonderful expression. Prayers that trigger character change. P.S. If you see a link between overreactions or behavior and a difficult past, you can find some keys on the page of this site called Resources, and specifically Resources 4 and Resources 5. God is on your side. Have a beautiful day.